Well, welcome back, Collective Table Podcast. If you're listening today, this is the last time we will be meeting for Advent reflections. And I want to thank you for being here and listening. Our scripture reading for today is John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I find it incredibly amazing to think about. God was God and could have done anything, but God decided not to stay far away from humanity. God moved into the neighborhood, right into the mess and beauty of our everyday lives. Jesus, the Word made flesh, shows us God's heart full of grace, full of truth, and completely present with us. As you know by now, listener, Advent is about preparing for this incredible gift. The gifts of Christ are hope, peace, joy, and love. These four principles are like signposts guiding us towards Christmas and beyond. This month, we have reflected on a hope that reminds us that God keeps promises, no matter how dark things seem. We've looked at peace, a peace that reassures us that God is with us, calming storms and mending hearts. We have reminded ourselves that joy can be found in finding gratitude and being present in our lives. And love, well, love is the whole point. Jesus came to show us what real love looks like and to invite us to share it with others. As we are rounding the finish line of our Advent journey this year, don't let the busyness of these last few days keep you from holding these principles in your hearts. Remember, Jesus brings hope to the hopeless, peace to the restless, joy to the brokenhearted, and love to everyone, everywhere. So let's make room for these gifts with our final practice together. So in the next few days, as I know you are so busy, take times to pause, breathe, light a candle, go for a walk, look into the faces of the people around you that you love. Smile at a stranger, hug someone really tightly, and take time to pray your prayers of gratitude. So this is where I would normally say, "Will you pray with me?" And again, I have a little something to say before we begin our prayer. I wanted to share a little secret with you. For the past 19 days, while we were waiting together for the coming Christ, during each reflection, during our prayer time, I have been just saying a simple amen. I don't know if you've noticed. It's typical in the Christian tradition to say in the name of Christ. But I ended with an amen to build and create a symbol of anticipation. So today, we will close our prayer and say, in the name of Jesus, as a way of celebrating the fulfillment of God's promises. So, friends, will you pray with me? King of Kings, thank you for walking with us and being in our beautiful mess, right beside us as we reflect on your gifts of Christmas. Open our hearts to receive these true gifts this year and to share them freely with those around us. May your hope, peace, joy, and love transform us and flow through us to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We are so glad to have journeyed alongside our listeners this Advent season. We hope that these daily reflections have given you some space each day to find solace and reflect on where Christ's love, peace, joy, and hope are breaking through all around us. And now that Advent is concluded, we will be taking a break for a couple of weeks, but we hope you don't go too far. Look out for season 10 coming in the new year. Yes, season 10. I cannot wait. In the meantime, take a moment to make sure you're subscribed on all the platforms that you listen, give us a rating, or share an episode with a friend. And if you have a thought you'd like to share, we would love to hear from you. So give us a call at 760-722-8522 or drop us a note at tct@oceansidesanctuary.org. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.